Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 652. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Now, it's not like you said 650 Dew as if Mountain Dew dropped in here.
Yeah, it probably did.
And sponsored this episode, and they didn't, I don't think.
Yeah, do the Dew.
Yeah, 650 Code Red Dew.
Were you a Mountain Dew drinker at all? Did you drink Mountain Dew?
Yeah. Yeah.
Never did.
Yeah, right? I did. I love Mountain Dew growing up. Loved it. That wasn't one, you know, people that live off Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those drinks kind of like Diet Coke, where some people, it's just exclusively what they drink. It's like where they get all their water from is from the Dew or the Diet Coke. Those two drinks seem to be the most hardcore, like they don't drink anything but Dew.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I wasn't one of those people, but I would have a Mountain Dew a day.
I tried it a few times here and there, just as I forgot what it tastes like. Nasty.
And then back in my day, it was Mountain Dew only. That's all they had. That was their flavor. And then I remember when Code Red came out, I got pretty damn excited, and I became a Code Red drinker. And they marketed Code Red as like the gamers Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Keep you up. And
yeah. So I drank Code Red, and then they came out with that Live Wire, that orange one. And I like it a lot as well. And now there's 600 Mountain Dew flavors.
I was about to say, they got so much.
Every time I go to the gas station, I see a new Mountain Dew flavor. So I can't keep up anymore. And
there's a blue one.
I still would. Yeah, that's the summertime. It's like the red, white, and blue pop. Maybe not that one, but there is a red, white, and blue pop one that's going on right now. Now, I'll give them credit. That's Voltage. They do most of their flavors in zero as well. So I do get to try the new Dews most of the time. Also, shout out to their new design. I like it. It feels more throwback to the old design to me. MTN Dew was stupid.
Yeah.
Looks good too. Also, for the purposes of geography, this is a local drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tennessee original.
I remember the Baja Blast. You can actually go to like Burger King, whatever, and it had the Baja Blast.
At Burger King?
Not Burger King. It was Taco Bell.
Yeah. It was their exclusive for a long time, but now you can just go buy it in the store. Major Melon. I tried that one. That's the hard. That's the big boy Mountain Dews. I'll drink those.
Liberty Chill.
I think that's the one that's going. That's not it. They've got one right now that's like, maybe that is it. It has the popsicle on it, the red, white, and blue. Like, there it is, the summer freeze. See the popsicle?
Yeah, the cherry, lemon, raspberry.
It's pretty good. It's pretty sweet, but it's pretty good. Pitch Black, that's you.
That looks like something I would drink.
That cross promotion.
The old.
Yeah, I don't like the MTN Dew. It just was, I don't like the font. I don't like anything about it. It feels retro. Oh, there's, click on the left there. You see just all the logos. I know this is riveting for everybody, but you get your own show. You can talk about whatever soda you like. Did you click on those logos? Oh, yeah, there they are. What the heck? So the first one is my favorite. Just the, like, real simple font.
1948 one?
Yeah, I love that one. So simple. 69, very. It feels very 69. Kind of groovy. And then 96, they cleaned it up a little bit. And then the 2000s hit Mountain Dew hard, like real hard, because in 2005, they did that weird round sun drop feeling thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost their mind with the weird exploding, like polygon MTN Dew that with a hard slant.
The new logo is not bad.
It's pretty good, right?
With the mountain in the background.
Established, yeah, and the sun exploding out of it.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good logo. I like it pretty good, as the kids say. Shout out to Mountain Dew. Shout out for the sponsorship that they didn't do. This is episode 2650 Dew. I'm gonna write six, like I'm gonna spell it out like 650 and then Dew, but I'm gonna not use the numbers.
Right.
Now, I'd like to give everybody else some guidance. What's that purple one before we move on? The purple one is that new logo, and
Thunder.
it looks Purple Thunder.
Berry
Berry
plum.
Plum. God, it's only at Fred Meyer's, I think. Fred Meyer's exclusive. I'll never have it. There ain't no Fred.
It's black.
Pitch Black is a Lepkins food exclusive. Not gonna have any of those. That LimeWire, that's a good. If you've never had a LimeWire Mountain Dew, you should treat yourself. Flaming Hot Dew, gross.
There's so much. You can keep on going. We can keep on going and going.
What I was gonna say is, if you do, you should name the episode something that makes people want to click on it. And in case you're curious, 652 is not that. That's not gonna make people want to click. And we have never, since the beginning of time, used a name that would make people want to listen to the show, which is probably not ideal.
Right.
Because what you should do is, like, let's say you say, hey, Sony is seeing a little bit of us, like, they didn't sell as many systems. I should then name that episode, is this the end of Sony? Is this the end of PlayStation?
Right, like anybody else would do on their YouTube
Yeah.
show.
Yep. Now, what I did do at one point was, I used some sexy thumbnails that had nothing to do with the actual show to see if that would work, and it did.
Yeah, I remember the Muscle Bros
Yeah.
photo.
Yeah. I did a couple different ones. I remember the I think our most successful YouTube video, when we used to split out the audio on YouTube, was like a girl in like a really like little dress, like a, I should say not a girl, a lady in a little dress with a VR headset on. It was like sexy time VR, and it for sure did the best.
Get ready to rise
Because
with
people thought
more
it was gonna be a
shine.
dirty video, but it wasn't. It actually hadn't. It was no video at all because it's just audio.
Yeah,
So,
someone asked me a
yeah.
while back, how come we don't do YouTube anymore? And I was, we've had issues with you.
There's just not a lot of reason because you can
What
get
is
it anywhere else. I don't know who that is. It would be on that one. The second channel, is that yours?
No, this is not.
Whose is this?
I know.
There's just some persons using the same name as us?
Yeah.
Six videos. They're doing shorts.
And I knew it because I just looked on here.
So you'd have to scroll way back because I just started using just the title. But there was a point where I was putting thumbnails on them. That's streaming stuff.
Yeah, well, I said that they were asking about how come we don't have it. I said we had issues with it.
We also can't get logged back into that. Can you scroll up and sort by views, I think? Is that a thing? Oh, you're there now. So these are
Mini
just like
Troy.
random.
Here
These
we
are like
talk.
random. Welcome to Detroit is such a good name. Dino Talk, also a good name. Yum Yum in My Tum Tum was the name of an episode. And I used a stack of pancakes as the thumbnail. I like that Game Stitch Streams is like a that's a good looking badge at the bottom. That episode was long and strong. That sounds like me.
The death of single player. So I'm sure you're talking about the
Oh, I
names.
did do one, The Death of Single Player. Loot boxes and Star Wars is another one too. But then the one below that is Dolphins and Lassos, which is definitely not how you get
Mario Nips. I had a deep
it.
that had a decent number of views.
See that one? That one has a girl in what looks like a tub of Fruit Loops. So just for some clarity for you guys, the one Uncle Game Stitch, which is a picture of Fester, has six views on YouTube. On the other side of graffiti cake, it's like bukkake, but graffiti. I don't even know what I wrote there. It has four views. This one of the girl in the tub that says Fruit Loops bath has 355 views. because dudes jumped on there wanting to see a girl in a Fruit Loop bath, and instead they got three dudes talking about video games.
Right.
Now that Fortnite whiskey, I actually photoshopped that one myself. The only one that I ever actually photoshopped myself. I made that. It got retweeted by one of the devs. Still no views. I think this VR girl still has more views than the Fruit Loop bath. I like that broken egg too.
Make it Mac tonight with the girl.
Yeah. 123 videos.
Views.
Yeah, that's what I meant. We got to be getting close because we're down in the 200s. There is a girl right there, but I don't think that's that one.
Socks or not.
Oh, yeah, God Bless America. It didn't work, though. There it is. See that one? It only has 38. I thought it had more. She's doing shenanigans in that picture.
Yeah.
She looks like she is. That's still not the picture I was thinking of. Butts and Time Travel is a great name.
Now, here we go.
Muscle Bros. The Muscle Bros.
622 is our most.
That's weird, too. It is two shirtless men in an embrace.
Jacked men.
Yeah, jacked. That PlayStation VR one there is 234. It's pretty good, too.
Back down to... I remember the Lego Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft Mondays. That's back when we were just streaming before we started putting the show up. Yeah, we did a lot. No one cared. You bastards. See if it'll let you sort by views so we can just make... Yeah, popular. It's Aquanaut's Holiday Gameplay is our number one video, and it is a screenshot of the screen from 12 years ago. Then it's Muscle Bros, Fruit Loop Bath, and PlayStation VR, which has got two ladies on it.
It's weird.
Reverse mullet. You can just tell I bump my head every time I do a title for the show. Fort Billy Mitchell is also a great name.
It's weird, like these Minecraft, the Lego ones, like all these are just around 80, 90. Then this one up here just 52, because I guess the picture you used.
Oh, it's the airport.
Mm-hmm.
There's Gerald of Urich. Whatever. It's supposed to be that play on the Witcher. Also, that picture of the girl who's pleasing herself with a VR on is just called Matt VR.
Right.
Which is strange.
There were
Dan and Matt look young there. I look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Underwear Arsenal is also good. Good names.
No, Socks or Naw. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good names. Secret Ponchos. I forgot about that game. That game was pretty fun. What's that? Scroll up a little bit. Cough Drop something. Cough Drops and PSVR. And somehow I have a picture. This is before AI. I have a picture of a dude with VR on and cough drops.
Mm-hmm. So I think someone was playing VR. We were playing VR and someone was sick.
Probably.
255. So I was on, but not on. Like I was more in the background.
What was your first episode? Do you know?
No, I don't. You could ask me like a month ago. I would have been able to answer because I looked it up. We were talking about that at work, and I was like, they're like, you did. I said, like, well, no, I didn't really show up to them as like a part of show until like the 100s. And I started joined in sometime in the 200s.
Look, Xbox Scorpio, that's what it was called. Remember that? What's name? That fist bump? What do I call that episode with the fist two bump. Fist pounds?
Explode,
fixed bunk, explode. Ryan wins.
Yeah, that's when you want to board Fortnite Battle Royale by yourself. Well, if any of the listeners know how to help for us to help get our YouTube channel back, I mean, we have it. We just.
So just real quick what the problem is. We don't have control of the email. So we don't have the email and we don't have the login. And when you try to go say, hey, forgot my password, it sends an email out, but we don't have that email. So we're basically just locked out each way. So if you have guidance there, let me know.
See, this is new. 29th, 25th.
Their G up top looks like somebody like stolen.
Mm-hmm.
They have, so and this is not to dig on anybody, even though they're using the same name that we have. It's Channer. It doesn't even, it's not even channel. So like AI made this banner.
Yeah.
It's a different Game Stitch logo up top. It's a different Game Stitch in the middle, and then they have a G that they don't use anywhere else. It also says games, and then it looks like it says keys FUD, where AI didn't even get like actual type in there, and it's not games, it's gains. And then for their actual logo, they also have a completely different logo that's the first time they've used that, and a different Game Stitch underneath it. So it's about five logos on this one page. It's very AI heavy.
Mm-hmm. Just and they just do random video game use up well stuff on
yeah here. Yeah, it feels like a bot page. Yeah, so real quick, because we just took forever on that, I didn't play anything new. I am still farming alone. Mm-hmm. I am playing Rocket League and Party Animals. Oh, I did play something new. I finished Astrobot again.
You played that last again, or did you just finish it? Like finish the
The new levels. Okay. I had done the new levels the week before. Or for the last 2 weeks, I guess I'd worked on the levels, doing one here, one there. That last one's a son of a bitch. That last level sucks. It was hard, and I struggled with it, and I had to step away from it and come back to it. But I got it. It all, we're back to 100% platinum again.
Yeah, nice.
Life is good.
Did that bother you that you didn't have it?
Kinda, because I really like Astrobot. It's one I just want to be 100% on, and I want to put it away.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want us to be like, hey, that's that. It doesn't need to continue to like. I appreciate the level of support they had, but I'm good with it ending. Let me have my platinum at 100%, and you move on. Work on the next thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was really good. They are challenge levels. And I don't know why I had such a hard time with it, because once I made it to the end of that, I like consistently made it to the end of that.
Yeah.
But for the beginning, I just could not get past this first section. I don't know what I was doing wrong, or if I was just, there's something about Astrobot that makes you feel like you need to go fast, even when you don't need to go fast. Like even when it's not time, there's something that encourages you like to want to go fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was just getting in front of my skis, as they say.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's all beat 100% now. All the accessories are unlocked. All the bots are unlocked. So I think I'm like 334 or something like that, however many there are. And I have all like 190 something accessories.
Are you still just using the same bot or like skinned, or did you change it up?
So I had switched it up during Christmas time. They put that Christmas skin up.
Mm-hmm.
I was using that during Christmas time, and I have been using that ever since. But I think this is the last update. So what I did after I completed this was switch back to the all gold that came with the deluxe edition.
Mm.
So I put the gold Astro back on. I put the gold controller back on for the jet, and then I powered it off, and I like to think that's where it'll live. It's good, though. It's a good game. What have you done update-wise?
Update-wise as in...
Did you play Astrobot?
No.
Oh, I thought you played it.
No. I still have to get it.
You should get it. It's so good.
I know. I've been playing other games and it's going to just push me away.
But it's better than the games you're playing.
I don't know.
No, I do. Without you telling me what you're playing, it's better than the games.
Then I would stop playing these other games and then not to get it upset.
They're not as good though.
No, but still.
So it's okay to stop playing something that's not.
Well, one of them I definitely have to stop because this goes away tomorrow.
Yeah, so just jump right into Astro.
Maybe. We'll see. So no, you didn't pull nothing out. You didn't pull the quest out or.
No, I ain't got time for all that. Too
Did you guys
busy.
do any Animal Crossing? Animal Crossing, you know, party animals.
Yeah, we played some party animals. Party animals, Rocket League, just some normal stuff. Farm together slash alone.
Yeah,
Sorry, I spilled water.
I saw you guys on Rocket League, but you guys weren't. It's in a tournament, so I didn't want to jump in and bother you guys.
Oh yeah, the tournament's, I mean, really the same for us. You could always jump in. It's not like we're playing at a higher level or anything. It's higher stakes, but we're not any better ever.
So I
So we
played the
did.
normal. You said you did what?
We did play in that one tournament, but it didn't go well. So that's when we made it to the finals and lost those dudes that were superior.
Was it 2-2, or do you guys have a third, like just a random?
That one was a 2-2. The tournaments are all different, but that was a 2v2. It's actually a Heat Seeker tournament, which is a special mode. That's what we were playing in. And there's better happens. You lost. Move on. Party Animals is still chugging along. I need to play it a little bit more. I have one holiday, one Halloween. They did a weird Halloween and summer thing. Games don't get this right. I don't know what the problem is, but they did their summer spooky stuff. But I have one skin left to get before it goes away. I finished their summer pass already. So besides that, that's just chugging along. And then Rocket League, we've been making pretty good progress with. I just want to finish the pass so I can get my money back. Finished it last time. Probably will finish it this time. Rocket League is fun, but I go through these phases where I'm like, why am I still playing it? I'm not elite. You know, you play something for 10 years, you ought to be, you should be better than we are after 10 years of playing it. So, I had a moment where, you know, a lot of times I want to do something in Rocket League, but like I can't, it's too quick. Like I can't be fast enough. And I'm just getting old. Like I can't play with the kids on Rocket League anymore. And I had a real moment where I like realized that
Is
when
it
I tried to
dominated
do
by
something.
kid like have kids just I felt like they kids would be into like
Not
Call of
kids, but
Duties.
like I'm gonna say 17 to like 25-year olds play Rocket League. And I'm just too slow. My reaction time just too slow. My hand-eye just not good enough anymore. I'm just too old to be good at that game.
Are you guys playing on crossplay or you just?
We play on crossplay. This is a issue for friend of the show Marshall 205. He thinks we should only play every game that we play on PS5 only. But it takes a long time to get in a queue when you do that. And also, we're not so good that I feel like we would dominate if we turned PC off. We would just lose maybe a little less. But it would take longer to find a match. And then when you lose a lot and you're playing against only PS5, you've taken away the only excuse you have. You want that built-in excuse of damn PC player, you know? Taking that away. You can tell in Rocket League if they're on PS5 or not.
Yeah, because it
So,
gives the
but
little
yeah.
logo what they're playing off of,
Yeah.
right?
Even when
Yeah, so
U.S. women's
that's where we
national
were
team
at.
forward Matt.
Too old to play fast twitch games.
Did you make any purchases, any game purchases, or anything like that?
No game purchases, no purchases of note that I can think of. I got a new
Rusty.
typewriter.
You get a new typewriter?
Yeah, it's like typewriter number like maybe 7 or 8. So time to sell some. I have one I have my eye on, and so it's a retail price on it. So I need to sell some of these that I got cheap to make up for buying that one. But that's about it.
Right, with me, I did make a purchase. I sent you guys a photo of it. I did get the Concord PlayStation 5 controller.
Yep.
Got that by luck.
Now you told us how you bought it. Was it shipped or was it local?
It was local.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I was just looking on Facebook Marketplace, and I just started like just typing different things, and I just saw the Concord controller guy had a picture, and I was like, I'll buy it right now.
It's such a random thing to be available here.
But you could tell the guy was like, when I met him, he had like, he was in the military, but he had like all these tattoos of like gaming stuff. He had a Mario Yoshi tattoo. He had Assassin's Creed, like one of the, I couldn't tell you which Assassin's Creed person it was. He had a tattoo of that. He had like a Sub-Zero and Scorpion tattoo on his other arm. But he's definitely a video game player. But he's moving, so he's just trying to get rid of everything. He's going overseas, and he didn't want to store anything, storage bin or nothing like that. He's just trying to get just unload all kinds of his stuff. And he was talking to me a bunch of other video game stuff if I was interested in it. And I was like, nah. And I asked him about if he had the Hogwarts controller. He said no, he didn't have that. He had Concord. He had the game too, but the game was opened up. And
you should have bought the game too, just to have if it was cheap.
Yeah, I thought about buying the game too, and I told him to let me know once to sell it, because he said he might want to keep the game just to have it. But the controller he wanted to get rid of, and he had a bunch of systems he was getting rid of too.
Yeah, it's a good deal. You could now, in theory, could spend a little more money on one of the ones you don't have because you save money on this one.
Yeah.
So you could overpay a little bit for the next.
So there's technically now three collector's item ones I don't have. That's the Hogwarts Legacy. Then it's the exclusive. There's an exclusive one that only was only given to, I've just found online, to employees. It's called Play Has No Limits. It's just a white controller with a bunch of the button colors all over the thing that came out.
That's the one I sent you, right? Yeah, I love that controller. But it's very expensive. That's the employee only one that they gave out. I think in 2022 or 2023, I think it's 2022, they gave it out to employees of PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a fair number of them out there, but they are high.
Yeah, they are ridiculously. There's one on eBay right now for $2,800.
Yeah, they're cool, though. They're a really cool-looking controller. 2022, that's what I thought it was. Yeah, so you need that one. You need the Hogwarts. And what's the other one?
The one that was given out in Dubai or Abu Dhabi. That green one, yeah. Emerald green one.
Now, do you have all the controllers from all over or just the ones that are released in the U.S.?
No, that the... Was it Monster Hunter Wilds? That was released over in Japan. I got that one.
Okay. So you have everything that you know of that has been released for a controller, except for those three.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That Abu Dhabi one was for like a FIFA, I think.
Yeah, EA thing.
EA football. They don't call it FIFA anymore.
Here's the all of them. Well, I pre-order the Death Stranded 2 one too. So that one should be in here any day now.
Did they just have one of those? It was just one option?
Yeah.
And did they not have an old Death Stranded controller?
Mm-mm.
I can't keep up with them. No. See, the thing is, the problem with all these pictures you pull up, they don't have all of them on there. It's like, right. This one will have a set, this one will have a set. It's so hard to see them like all in ones.
They have the Helldivers 2, the Spider-Man.
What's that Broncos one up there? That orange and... See where says kill screen announces limited edition.
This company kill screen guess makes a controller.
Now, what is that's this not one? A PlayStation one.
What is this? Oh, cancels. Okay, I was about to say McDonald's had.
God, that McDonald's controller is legit.
No,
that looks so good.
Canceled it. I bet you there's something out there.
I'm loving that. That looks really nice.
The Astrobot. Now there's the. Now, the next one will be the Ghost of Yotai.
Yeah.
The two ones on there.
How's the box on the Concord?
Is it in great condition? The package, he had it wrapped up when I met him and gave it to him. Or when he gave it to me. Okay. Oh, no, it's a scuff controller. I was like, damn, there's another controller. It's a scuff.
Now, yeah, that one's a scuff.
Do the scuff one. And so the Ghosts of Yotai are the next two.
I did buy something, but it's not going to be cool to anybody. If you see this, it's a 1960s planner that has an astronaut and a rocket on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the astronaut's a lady. And see, there's the planner on the backside of it.
Yeah.
It's old. It's kind of rare.
So here's the Emerald Green EWC.
It's not great.
No, it's just a green hat. It's a collector's item, but it's not. It's nothing. There's something that Sony would just release that you would see at Walmart, Best Buy.
There's one for $585. Would you play that? Hey, there's the 2022 Holiday Explorer for $620. Free shipping.
I like how they're doing the logo. The box showing you sealed still.
It's brand new. Would you spend that for it?
I don't know right now.
It's only going to get more expensive.
I know. Right now it's at 8 bids at 620.
Oh, it's an auction.
Yeah. Ends in 13
hours.
It's
not about it now. Yeah, it's going to go higher.
The limited.
Remember this? I don't think it's a Sony, though. That may be a limited controller.
I remember this now.
Yeah, but I don't think they did it, though, right?
No, it was like that one weird website that does a lot of the...
To be clear, you're only collecting the like first party Sony released, not licensed, not anything, not the after, like not the custom. Everything is from Sony in a Sony box. This says Captain Alex on the side of it. It's cool. It's cool. It's a cool controller, but not what you would be collecting. All right, what do you have in the way of news? Because you probably have 600 stories.
Well, I didn't go playing wise. So before news, played the normal Fallout 76. The Farm Alone or Farm Together 2. I was playing that. You do unlock something at if your farm hits level 85. You do unlock something pretty cool. I don't want to spoil it for you. I'll just let you see it when you get there. It is pretty cool.
They have a limited time event going on right now if you're playing it.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous. You need 26,000 Hello Kitty or whatever holiday kitty thing.
The downside is they're fairly expensive and you don't get any money back off of them. You only get diamonds.
You only get diamonds, yeah. Which I hate it. Cause then there's this one thing on there you need. It has like a... says the same thing, but every time I harvest, I'm not getting anything for it. I'm harvesting the Hello Kitty stuff or kitty stuff, or holiday kitty, and I'm not getting anything on it because it has like a little logo next to it. I just haven't looked it up and seen what it is.
The second one?
Yeah.
I think it's when you complete that mini, it goes one of... Like, I don't think it counts up. Mine doesn't either. What's your number show there?
It's like 0 to 26,000. And then the one right above. But I have like whatever I planted was, I think I have 767 planted. And nothing goes up. But the one above it, I need like 2,500. And that one's showing like as I prop it, goes on.
Mine has never moved either on the second one.
And then I thought about, okay, is it just something you have to do manually? And so I did it like a couple manually. Didn't go up manually either.
But it goes up. Like, I think as you hit those numbers, it just like replaces it.
Yeah.
Because the painting, like, once you do a painting, it then pumps up to where you need more paintings.
Yeah. Now I'm at 6. I need 6 paintings. I have 4.
Yeah. So that just number, they just keep moving the goal.
So I'm doing fairly good in that. I'm sorry. My farm is at 85. I think I'm at 89, level 89. I just popped a trophy for harvesting 25,000 flowers.
I went through that trophy list. It's a grind.
Mm-hmm.
Just buckle up and get comfy. You got to be there a while.
All right. That's basically it. Fallout 76. I've joined a new group that I'm playing with. So I'm having a little bit of fun with some guys helping them out. And they're basically just letting me lead and they just follow around. I help them level up and give them stuff. So it was a pretty good time. All right, some news. Not much on the normal news. Nintendo. It was a very heavy Nintendo news week this week. PlayStation Plus games catalog for the August, the mid-month, if you have premium and extra. They have some good games on here. Mortal Kombat 1. Spider-Man Remastered for PlayStation 4 and 5. Sword of the Sea. That's a game we talked about a couple weeks ago. That's the one that looks like Journey, where you're riding a surfboard. By the same makers. Earth Defense Force 6 is free. Batman. I'm sure Batman will be happy with that one. He loves those games. Unicorn Overlord. This one's a super long name. Altaria Ryza 3 Alchemist of the End and Secret Key. See, there's a game called Indica, which this one I saw the video on. It's pretty weird. It's a you play as a nun and she's going through, and it's kind of like a very evil, haunted one. This one is a Ryan game right here. Harold Halibut. This is very cool looking game. It's all done by claymation, so the whole game is in claymation. It looks really, really amazing.
I think I started this on Xbox. Like when I say started, I mean like I think I downloaded it, like made it to the menu, and never actually played the game because I got pulled in a different direction.
Yeah, when they made whoever made this game did a good job. I watched a video on it, and it looks amazing with it being all claymation. Next one is a Coral Island.
That's another one that I downloaded, and I think I might have even started. It's my speed as well.
PlayStation Plus Premium. They added Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3 Nemesis to it. There's a couple good games on there if you're interested in it. If you have PlayStation, the Premium and Extra, which I do, mine just renewed.
I don't know when mine renews. I think mine renews like in October or something. It's coming up.
All right. Now, as we add those games, we have some games leave. And one of the games I'm currently playing is Star Wars Jedi Survivor, which ends today, which I'm not going to be able to finish it. I'm still like 13% through. That game is just so massive.
But you knew this. You knew this moment was coming.
Yeah. Yep. EA Sports UFC 5 is leaving. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, Wild Hearts Ride 5. Sword at Art Online Last Recollection, Naruto to Boruto Shinobi Striker is leaving. There's a few other Sword Art Online games leaving. Vacation Simulator and Bugsnax. They'll all be gone as of Tuesday, August 19th. So you only have, if you listen to us on Mondays, you only have that day.
Bugsnax is a lot of fun. It was a time and place game for me. I wasn't able to get into the DLC. I think I've talked about it before, but I really enjoyed the game when I played it when it came out, which was early on in the PS5's life cycle. Yeah. But I really enjoyed Bugsnax.
So some PlayStation had their top games for July, and they had College Football 26, of course, but it had Ready or Not. Was number two. GTA 5 was three. Black Ops 6. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater's on there. Minecraft, of course. Forza Horizon. Death Stranding 2. A game called Rematch. A Clear Obscure. Expedition 33. Wu-Chang. Phasmovia. Killing Floor. Hold Fast. All the on the PlayStation 5s. In Europe, they had It Takes Two is on their list.
See, it's good to see It Takes Two still getting some love for as long as it's been out.
Mm-hmm. VR games, I'm going to skip the PlayStation 4 again, but VR games, the same. Beat Saber, Gorn 2, Arcane Age, Alien, Rogue Insurgent, VR, Jurassic World Aftermath, Collection, Among Us 3D VR, Job Simulator, Pavlov, Drunken Bar Fight 2, and Metro Awakening.
Just a little clarity. The number one game on PSVR is a game that's no longer even supported on PlayStation 5. Just so you know where that's at. Not healthy.
They've added free-to-play games on here, but I'm not going to go. So now we got some Xbox news. Xbox and Asus teased another little thing about their controller with the Rogue Ally. Pretty neat, the little video that they show. It's only 13 seconds long. It shows like a metal like forming in and showing the controller coming soon. They're with Gamescom 2025 coming up. There, that's probably where it'll be announced the actual date it comes out, and then the price, like the legit price, the official price tag on it. So Xbox is really pushing the, you know, play anywhere. They've added to where you can find it on your gaming chat or your games. If you're looking for games, you can click play anywhere and it'll show you all the games you can play no matter what you're playing on. So they've added that little option on there. Make it easier for you to find wherever you want to play your game. Just something that you would like to see.
No, the short answer is it's not. I think it's great. But the problem is I'm not constantly being like, what can I play and where?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had the kind of job where I had a commute where I wasn't the one commuting, like if I rode a train or a bus or, you know, whatever, was in a car with someone else and I could play a handheld, or if I was, you know, did a lot of hotel stays where I was going to have something like a ROG Ally, you know, something like that, or like with a lot of travel, then yes. Or if I was constantly like going between an office where I played on a PC and here, but I just don't have a situation where I need to worry about what I can play and where. It's great. It's convenient. This isn't going to make my quality of life better, because I'll tell you what, I don't play my Xbox. It's in my living room on my TV. So I'm probably not going to find it play in a less convenient way.
Right.
But I do think it's a good feature. And I think it's a feature they should have. It's not going to change my way.
Xbox has added some games to the Retro Classic. They've added 7 new games. The games were kind of interesting for me. It's a bunch of Atari games. Climber 5, Private Eye, Shooting Gallery, Wastron, Wing War, a game called Caesars 3, which is Windows, and the Colonels of Bequest, Vega. They added some Atari games on there.
While we're talking about classic stuff, friend of the show Marshall 205 for some reason randomly picked up Mrs. Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And is playing it, and he's gonna go for the platinum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he'll get it because he's weak, but it made me wonder if it would be fun for us to like scoop up these old inexpensive games and all go for like the platinum in them. Like, it kind of be cool if we were all playing Ms. Pac-Man at the same time going for the platinum, and the game's like $3 or something.
Yeah.
And they don't just have Ms. Pac-Man. I mean, they have a ton of those old games that they've re-released. I thought it may be fun for us to play through those and experience them, because I bet there's some that we all have never played or haven't played very far in.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
So I thought that would be neat. Now, he bought the adaptive controller so that he had the joystick, so he's already going a leg up.
Oh, of course.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No right. Chill.
Mm-hmm. So there's 2 more games being delisted on coming up soon in September. Star Trek Prodigy Supernova will be leaving the stores where you cannot no longer purchase it. And the other one is KOTAIKO no Tatsujin, the Drum Master, is also leaving.
Damn, rest in peace, Drum Master.
Now, in August, on the 15th, Anthem and Project Cars 3, I'm sorry, they're leaving on the 24th. Those are all leaving.
Project Cars?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
All right, so a couple weeks ago I talked about the Doom controller, Xbox limited edition crazy controller. It's actually at Walmart and it's on sale for just $54. So it didn't do... It's normally $80. They have it $25.99 off.
It's a fun controller.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not... Who makes this? Is it actually through Xbox?
I think it was.
Yeah, it's from Xbox. brand Xbox. Yeah, it's a cool controller. You would have a freaking task if you collected all the Xbox controllers, though, because they crank them out.
Yes, I would. I had, Xbox has a buy one, get one free promotion on a lot of the simulators. So on here, a little picture, the Expeditions game that Ryan was playing. Then a game, friend of the show, Marshall 205, Police Simulator. Both of those were on there. Ace Combat 7's on there. Interior Designer's on there. Barn Finder. There's a list of games. Snow Runner. Mud Runner.
A lot of gems.
So there's a buy one, get one free if you're interested. This company is making a clear Xbox Series X. And if you want one, you can go to this company to purchase one.
That's cool. It's cool to be able to see in there. I think you might just see all the dust that's in there. But
here's the little 15-second video. It's have like a clear glass or plastic case going around it, but you can see the whole inner workings of your Xbox.
Kind of sloppy looking in there.
If you can light it up or something. There's no price on it saying how much it would cost you if you wanted one. But there's a website link you can go to. If you look under or go to X or former Twitter, Extreme Consoles, that's where you'll find it at. There is a website, Extreme Consoles website. It does show that on there and a bunch of other like stuff. I think we showed this one in the past where they have like the crazy controller holders where you can hold the controllers.
There's some fun ones.
Then they have the magnetic wraps, the smart wraps that go around. So we've talked about this place. All right, there is a GameSir special wireless G7 Pro controller coming up for Xbox. The only reason I'm showing this because it just looks really nice. Very underwater-ish.
Kind of, but then it has like scales on it that look more dragony than fishy.
Mm.
Also has like an Asian element.
I just think it looks, it's like a really nice looking.
It is a nice looking controller.
It's for the game called Fallen Feathers. So those are feathers. I guess wings. Side.
Yeah, it gave me bird vibes.
There's a little bit in the, or the massive amount of Nintendo news. Nintendo had to drop their top games for Nintendo. There's too many games on here to list, but there's a bunch of Nintendo games on here. Madden was one of the games. They've actually announced a Treasure Pack Tracks. So they have a big multiplayer sale going on Nintendo. So Nintendo, it says here, a little article, Nintendo has recently updated their detachable dual screen patent. So people are looking at this as the Game Boy, where you open up the screen. So they've updated it. So it looks like they still own that patent for it.
It's weird. It's like sort of DS vibes, but it's also like a Game Boy Advance that flips open.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of how of course, patent drawings are not always super accurate, but it's interesting.
All right. So PETA has demanded Nintendo to remove the nose ring from Mario Kart's World's cow. The cow has a nose ring on it. They don't like it. And so they've asked them to remove the ring from the cow. I have a little picture of the cow riding the little cart nose ring hanging out.
I guess. I don't even know what to say.
Chibi Robo is coming to Switch Online with an expansion pack next week. This looks like a game that you would be playing.
Chibi Robo is fun. I've enjoyed many a Chibi Robo. They got GameCube and 3DS.
Yeah.
Chibi Robo is fun. He's a great character. Also a really cool amiibo.
Nintendo of America and then ISEA partner to bring gaming to esports in schools. ISEA is the Interstate Scholastic Esports Alliance. So they want to bring esports into school. Part of a little thing for the kids.
I think it's good. I think video games overall, you know, under the correct conditions, are very good for children.
Yeah, they're starting this fall. They're bringing out Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Splatoon 3 for games for the Nintendo Switch and Switch Online. OLED model systems will be used for school organized tournaments and events, grades 4 through 12, reaching over 80,000 elementary, middle, and high schools. A lot bigger than you would think. There's this game. It's called UFO 50. It's a very, very retro game. I just wanted to show you the little screen capture. I'm not going to play the video.
Yeah, it's got 50 games built in.
Mm-hmm.
It is very reminiscent of those style. Like, I have a game called Action 52 for NES. It's the same kind of way. There's some cool games on here, and I think there's some games that are decent, but you're going to get kind of like garbage shovelware out of a game like this, but I think it's probably pretty fun.
Look at the ad over here. Of course, we would get this ad.
Yeah, the Lego ad, which is fair. I mean, it's what you spend a lot of time looking at.
Mm-hmm. All right, so they're showing a CRKD Gibson guitar controller for the Switch 2. It's going to be priced about $114, $124.99, which we talked about these guitars a long time ago. So they're going to be coming out for sure.
Yeah, I think the music is back. Like, the music genre is going to come back alive.
Mm-hmm. And so I had a little thing on here talking about the Switch 2 docks. They're coming out, and I wanted if you wanted just to buy a Switch 2 dock just by itself, the set, it's $124.99. If you go, there's other companies that have them as low as like $35.99. $41, but you do get, as Ryan would say back in the day, you do get what you pay for. A cheaper model is may not work as good as the license.
You know, I've got a lot of thoughts on this. There's a lot of things that I think you should buy the actual one of, and then I'll be honest, there's been some times where I buy the cheap Amazon version of whatever it is, and it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think just whatever you do, do your research is what I will say. There are plenty of items that aren't name branded that end up being really nice. But do your research before you just jump in.
I also have a bunch of the gaming headset. Logitech has a gaming headset coming out for it. It's $159.99 Best Buy. And also on Amazon. Real Beach has got a cheaper one. It's only $24.99. There's a $39.99 Steel Series one. Razer's got one for $100, $110. HyperCloud. I'm never into the headsets. The headset that I'm wearing to do the podcast, I only bought just to do the podcast. I use Samsung earbuds. I just plug into the bottom of the controller when I play PlayStation 5, or even I plug the same headset into the Nintendo Switch if I'm.
That's a psycho move to play wired like that.
But I do.
It's psycho, though.
So when I talk to you guys, I'm on my Samsung earbuds wired in to the controller.
That's insane.
All right, Nintendo is getting a Grand Theft Auto Trilogy physical release. In Europe, it's going to be code in a box, but in America, it will be like an actual... It'll be $21.99 as of right now. Unless the prices do go up, they're talking about raising prices up in game.
Is that something you would get?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, $22 is not bad for a Nintendo game.
The price point's not bad, but it's like, am I ever going to play that?
Three games, and I really only liked one.
I just know I would never play it.
Like GTA 4, I really want. I know people love the GTA 3, and what was the other one? GTA 3, Vice City, was it Tony's Ballad or Gay Tony's Ballad or something like that? Was never really a fan of the game. I didn't even finish the game. I only finished 4 and 5.
For sure, my favorite Grand Theft Auto is Vice City.
All right,
I
so
absolutely love the time,
the
the
era,
era of that game. Yeah.
Miami Vice,
Yeah,
Miami.
but I'm not gonna, I don't want to play it again. Like, I loved it then. I'm good.
I went and bought the trilogy little pack for Xbox. I think I still have it too, just sitting there, and I think I barely played it. There's a game coming out. They're calling it the new Super Punch Out, but it's actually a Japanese anime called Baki Hanma or Hanama, a Blood Arena, but it does very look like Punch Out the way the game plays.
Fans, today we're bringing you.
That game looks awesome. Not gonna play it though. I might play that Muppet one when it comes out. Remember that Muppet boxing thing that was unveiled?
Lost my controller, can't even get out of the screen. All right. So, do you remember Pal World? So, Pal World, which is supposed to apparently a ripoff of Pokemon. Well, apparently, Pal World has new version, well, a game ripping off Pal World called Pal Land. It is on the Switch eShop. And it is only $5.99. And it looks just like Power World. There's a couple steals from.
I mean, it's only fair, right?
Yeah. All right, here's a game I saw that I think you might like if you haven't seen it. It's called Chilling by the Fire.
I have seen it.
It looks like a game you'd play.
It does. It does. The whole idea is that you literally just chill by the fire. It seems like something I play. You need friends, though.
This is a single player.
Yeah, but I feel like you need friends.
Yeah, you should be at a. It just shows a guy, like a little trailer here just shows a guy just constantly putting logs on a wood, like on a fire to make it bigger. That's it. I'm sure there's probably a little bit more to it.
Yeah, there you go.
Here, look, multiplayer right there.
Yeah, but it uses the camera and it pulls their heads in, but you're literally, it is just a like a chat room basically. I think
This
it's
game is
cool.
art. This game is already out. It launched on July 31st. I just net didn't see it until just this week.
It would only work if we were all going to be in there, and then I just don't see anybody having the patience.
So, Meta, some news. Meta Boba 3 prototype has come out. There's like a little article on it. It's a prototype. It's a ultra wide view, PC VR. It's going to be very similar to the Meta Quest 3. So we'll see what how it does. Here's the. Or
Part of
the
me feels like they're kind of coming out too quick.
because last year they just did
The S.
the 3S, yeah.
Yeah, so you had the 3, then immediately after you had the 3S the next year, and now you're going to have the Boba. Just seems like a lot. Mean, give it a little time. Do you think they feel like they have to get something like out so that people like don't forget that they exist?
But look here, they have the Bubba 1, 2, and 3. So we already got three versions. The Bubba 1 says 2022 on it. This one says 2020, November 2024. Bubba 3, July 2025.
So you'd have to assume that some of the technology from the Boba 1 and 2 was incorporated in the Quest 3 and 3S, but it sounds like the Boba 3 just came out. So they're obviously continued. I mean, yes, you want them to continue to work on the tech, but not at the cost of like cannibalizing their own system every year like a cell phone.
Yeah, because then people are going to get to a point where like, well, I'll buy the new one. I'll just wait a couple more months to buy the next new one.
Yeah, and I don't want that.
Other gaming news, PUBG's creator made a new game, Prologue. It's basically a Minecraft survival game in the PUBG universe.
It looks fun.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look Minecrafty at all.
No, they're just saying Minecraft because, yeah, it's a survival game.
It's a crafting survival game. It's not Minecrafty, though. It does look cool, though.
You don't have creepers or nothing like that.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the Subnautica being let go and a bunch of their co-founders.
Mm-hmm.
And the publishers come out and say that they released them so that it wasn't going to be a Kerbal Space Program 2 debacle. That's why they were let go.
I think there's some messiness going on with that game right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mortal Kombat 1, even though it's coming out for free on PlayStation 5 for the premium extra, article here says it sold 6.2 million copies already.
That's the power of Mortal Kombat surprises me still.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. I've had a slight urge to play a fighting game, so I get it.
Sea of Thieves is still updating. They have a new thing come on, Run with the Smugglers League. So it's a Smugglers Tide season 17. So it's crazy that they're on season 17.
It is, but they send me updates more than any game. Like, I get emails from Sea of Thieves all the time. They are mm-hmm. constantly updating that game.
They're trying to get everyone to play. It was fun. Well, I would like to get back in there. You said last week, it's just we have to have a purpose.
Yep. I'm down for getting back in with a purpose. I'm not down for getting back in and existing.
Mm-hmm. So, I watched Simulator 2 has dropped another trailer. It's for its 2025 release, and they're talking about the price of it. It's only going to be $24.99, which is bad. I'm sorry, the first one, $24.99, you have 80. See, does it show at the very on the little thing here? It shows him petting a cat.
Hello,
$24.99.
I wish that I could have spent more time with Power Wash Simulator. I tried to play it with friend of the show Marshall 205, and I think that's we just bounced off of it because he got real bored.
Mm-hmm. It's a game I could see him and that man get bored.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I listened to podcasts by myself and would just play through it and watch YouTube videos as well.
Those are two gentlemen that need nonstop action, though.
Yeah.
They cannot handle a down moment. And that game is all of like a vibe. It is put a podcast on, relax, let the stress fade away, and you just go mindless for a while. And that's not for them.
Even if we jumped in and just talked about the football games or whatever, but they would still get bored and go to sleep.
Yep.
All right, Helldivers 2 has released another little video on it. At the very, very end of it, they show the city. They show the city, then they show a pod dropping, but the music in the pod is basically from Halo ODST. Then the music starts playing with it. And so people are like, okay, Halo ODST is coming to Helldivers.
I mean, it makes sense, right? They're coming to Xbox. It makes sense to do a little cross promotion, get everybody excited, mm-hmm. show we're all playing nice. I don't hate that.
No, and I actually enjoyed Halo 3 ODST. I think that was the last Halo game I played. I don't think I played 4.
Yeah. Orbital Drop Shock Troopers.
Mm hmm.
For those PUBG, wondering,
PUBG is getting a huge upgrade soon, and the Xbox One version will be going offline in November. So the old version, if you want to play the newer version? If you want to play, you're gonna have to basically download the newer version on Xbox One. Everyone else will still have it for a little while, and then it'll eventually go away. Do you think they'll probably just have a old school version? Do you want to play the old version, or do you want to play the new version? So yeah. Like PC. Fortnite is adding Scooby-Doo for the Halloween event. So you'll be able to play the characters of Scooby-Doo. Fortnite.
I like it. I mean, I talked about it last week. I like the weird, goofy inserts of branding. I like it. It's cool. Give me more of it. I don't want it in everything. You know, I don't need Mario hanging out with Scooby-Doo, but like, give it to me in the games that are doing it. Just give it to me. Get wild.
Or not just go for everything.
Yeah. If I'm not Count Chocula spraying cover, then I don't want to, you know, I don't want to play.
Right. All right. So Ubisoft has come out and basically said why they do what they do with their games, making them so bulky, because they want people to play them for a long time instead of trading them in like 2 months after take GameStop 2 months after the game comes out.
Right.
So that's why they take forever for a game to release now, and they're making them so bulky and clunky. Which one? Okay. A former Ubisoft employee says they had a Rayman project for 2021 that was supposed to be coming out. He was working on it and decided to cancel and scrap it. I was never a Rayman guy.
I've played some Rayman. I've had some fun with some Rayman in the past. I feel like it also suffered a little bit of, you know, there's this weird, like, how often do we need to come out for people to remember we exist, but how often do we not need to come out so that we don't get like Rayman fatigue?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the problem, is like, it's trying to stay relevant, but not trying to bloat the market is the fine line. And I think maybe we crossed it a little bit with Rayman.
Yeah. Some games can release every year, like a Madden, Call of Duty. Some games you need a couple years in between.
Yeah.
If you even make a second one. So in Japan, McDonald's is pulling their Pokemon Happy Meal. They had it to where you get Pokemon cards when you buy the Happy Meal. So people were going there and buying 5 and 10 Happy Meals. Now they can't keep up with the demand or the supply for the demand. And so they pull them.
Yeah, they're taking, it's too successful.
Yeah.
We're making too much money. We don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make less money. Mm-hmm.
So apparently we have it's either open or going to be opening where we live at a card shop that just deals with Pokemon cards and Pokemon trading. It's supposed to be opening somewhere. I had someone I work with telling me about it, and I'm like, well, I don't do with cards. I know you do collectible stuff. I'm like, yeah, I don't collect Pokemon.
The Pokemon is hot. Not for me, but it's hot.
Yeah. They said over there in the Gamescom there's the Pokemon tent. There's already got people scalped up talking about for scalpers lined up saying they're going to go after all the Pokemon gear. Just going to buy everything Pokemon just to turn around and sell it. All right, so Fast and Furious Arcade Edition is coming to PlayStation 5, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. It looks like a mobile game. They're releasing it. I figured they would release this or bring this out more towards closer to the movie. But it's coming out in October 24th, 2025.
It sort of looks like ass to me.
Yeah, it does. Right. So Lego Voyagers is launching on Nintendo Switch in September. Another Lego game, like we were talking about the other day. I just don't play a lot of Lego games. I think the Star Wars ones are the only ones I really played. Just me, a big fan of Lego. You expect me to play? I've played them all. I haven't.
It's weird that you're not into them.
Yeah, I agree. All right, now everyone's favorite time, Lego news time. Not a lot on this one. The baby astronaut, the upscale baby astronaut, the free gift will purchase the little red bit. It's coming back. So you'll be able to purchase right now with purchase of $150 or more, pre-orders while supplies last, and ends August 21st. So by the time you listen to this, it may.
How do you feel about this when they do this?
Sometimes I like it because I miss out on some, and then sometimes I don't because I feel that means I had so job. So it's not that specific set. It's not a collector's item.
It's also like frustrating when you do the right thing to like get it. Like you're out there front and center making sure you can get it. And they're like, oh, by the way, here you go.
Yeah, I'm day one trying to get it because I missed the space ship from last year. And I was literally going to buy it for like $50. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, we're going to bring it back. And I'm like, okay, thank God they brought it back. I missed out on it because I went to try to get it after work because it released like on a Friday. So I waited till after work about 4 o'clock and I tried to buy it and it wasn't on there. And like, yeah, we sold out. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, it just sucks. And it seems like in my life, at least in my experience, it's never the things I miss out on that come back. It's always the things that like I get that come back. And I'm like, okay, great. That's neat. That has no collectibility now.
Yeah.
And now this I'm probably one, just being dramatic. But
so this one makes me want to go ahead and get it. Now I can open up and just and display it with the big figures.
Yeah.
I put a bid on that pirate one there right now. I'm still top bidder on it. Ends tomorrow.
What? How much are you at?
120, and my max is 150.
And that's the one from the house, right?
Yeah. From the you exclusive. Can only get from Denmark. And it's a local, it's a United States seller, so he's gonna be shipping in the United States. And it's free shipping, so I'm like, well, before it goes up too much. So Lego's decided to do this thing with the Lego Castle Pick a Brick bundles. They're picking it for you, and you actually get the bundles. At first, I thought it was just something random, but this is actually a thing. You can go to the Lego store and buy these packs. The Wolf Pack Outlaw Pack is $17.92. You get five of the Outlaws with two wolves. I think it looks pretty cool.
It is
Crusaders
cool.
Horse Bundle is $53.25. You get five horses with their little artwork on it. I think that's way too much. Basically $10 per horse. The Magenta Knights Bundle is $22.67. It's basically female knights with magenta shields and art. That they look pretty nice. I thought the Wolfpack guys would be more expensive. The Archers. Crusader Archers bundles, $19.30. These look good. I like this one. I wouldn't mind getting these and the Wolfpack. I would like the horses too to go with the Archers.
The horses look like they're supposed to go with the Archers. I don't know why you get one and not the others.
Yeah. They have the same logos on them.
They're neat. I mean, that doesn't do anything for me because that's not really, I'm not into the knight stuff, but I think they're cool.
They have the Vikings and then the Pirates.
Yeah, I'm not going to get any of that, but I think they're fun. For the show, Marshall 205 should absolutely get the Pirates.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He loves a pirate, and eventually it'll be a fun whole set that he needs good minifigures for.
Right, they have announced a Lego Harry Potter's Back to Hogwarts Collector's Edition thing. This looks like a little book. You open it up. It has gold, a little archway. And some Harry Potter Hogsmeade little thing in the middle. You're into like the little collectibles like that. If it was a Star Wars one, I would get it or something else. I'm not a Hogwarts, a Lego, I mean, Harry Potter. This is something for a collector. It's you get this when you buy the Hogsmeade Village.
Yeah, I guess I'm just an asshole and I don't really understand. Like, it's not really Lego.
It's just part of their little collector's thing.
Yeah, like, I guess it's cool, but would you... So if you look closely, it's like bricks around there. But if I'm walking by your office and you have that on there, do you think I'd ever know that was Lego?
This, no.
Yeah, without getting up there. It's just kind of a weird thing to me.
Then it's the Hogsmeade Village they announced. It actually looks really cool, but it is, which you hate, the open back village.
Dude, that is their thing now.
I don't know why they did that. I was looking at the back of like all the cool stuff. It looks like you can get in there to see, but if you display it, I mean, frontwards, you can't see the back. So Oh, this open back
like
thing.
There's a push at Lego for everything to be playable. Mm-hmm. Like as if kids are busted building these and sitting down and be like walking like Ron and Hermione through this.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that's happening. I mean, look how tight the living spaces are in these. The rooms are like, you know, 6 bricks wide. Like, what are you playing in there?
Julie have to turn it to play it.
Yeah. I just don't buy that people are doing that. Now, maybe you want to set it up, but for me, the key has always been like the modular buildings where you look through the windows and see the minifigs so that it feels like a set.
So the open back thing is going to come up in a second.
Right.
All right. So they showed the rumored $1,000 Lego Star Wars Death Star. 9,000 pieces, and people are complaining because it's open. But instead of open back, it's open front.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole front of it, and it's only like maybe looks like about 4 inches, 4 to 5 inches thick. I think it's amazing. I watch a couple YouTube videos of people breaking it down, looking at stuff, looking at it, trying to figure out where certain things are in this.
It looks incomplete, though, when you look at it.
Yeah, because you're paying $1,000 for... I think what one guy said was it one line dioramas one. About 15 dioramas.
Yeah, but it feels like what you should do, like it feels like if I walked by and you had that there'd be another half somewhere that clipped. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah, it feels like it's half of the model.
Yeah, well, people have already talked about when they get this, they are going to find a way to close it off. They'll find pieces and basically build like the front of it to close it. Then they're talking about trying to add on to where you can open it up. So the modders are already out there trying to figure this out.
The key is you buy two. Mm-hmm. You buy two and you put them together.
So there is a hidden figure in this. It's the beach, the bathing beach guy. And they're thinking he's at the very, very top. Where there's like an R2-D2 robot up there. They think he's right behind that one.
I cannot imagine spending $1,000 on that.
And I will.
I mean, if it was, to me, like it looks incomplete.
Seven, five, four. I'll show you the minifigures. They have a show. Oh, there he is. Stormtrooper.
Hot tub stormtrooper. So that's fun. I'd like to have him.
So that's the one that everyone's going to go crazy for. That's why they think it's going to be pretty funny to have them. Apparently, that's part of the cartoon.
Yeah, I bet it sells nice and high, too.
Mm-hmm. But $1,000, and I'll be one of the ones to get it. Because the other two, one was closed, one was opened up.
Just sets. Anytime something's open, for some reason to me, it just feels incomplete. Just feels like it's like they ran out of ideas. Now you could buy two of those, spend $2,000, keep the compartments the same, but dress them completely different. And you could create a full Death Star diorama.
Mm-hmm.
Use some hinge bricks in the middle where it opens and closes. I hate the completely open one.
I didn't buy them. I wish I would have did because it's a crazy amount now. I didn't like that one at all. Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what the modders are talking about. What they're going to do is they're just going to go to pick a brick and basically pick out pieces to be able to close it. All right. Well, that's all the Lego news I had.
That's all I have for all of everything.
All right. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact me on our socials at game_Stitch @HoeEffinShow. That's on Twitter, X, I'm also same one on Instagram if you want to message me there, or IG is whatever the kids call it. That was episode 652. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Bye, everybody.
Good night.